Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello, hi, and welcome to the very first episode of The Emma Gunn Show in 2022. What a year it's going to be. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for me. And this episode contains an exciting announcement, or at least I think it's very exciting. And based on the messages I've had from you, I think you will too. So many long-time listeners will know that in 2018, I published a series of podcasts called 26 Habits. And the aim of the series was to either make or break a habit over the course of 2 weeks, hence 26 Habits, and it ran for a full year. The 26 habits we covered together were quitting coffee, drinking more water, early morning meditation, quitting alcohol, yoga for mental and physical health, intermittent fasting, phone addiction, the ketogenic diet, being environmentally friendly, wardrobe decluttering, long form reading, journaling, learning a musical instrument, meal planning, waking up early, spending freeze, quitting sugar, no makeup, guilty purchases, in my case it was gym kit and gym clothes, and I'm not over that. Resetting, random acts of kindness, the ketogenic diet again, gratitude journaling, decluttering life in general, not just wardrobe, cold showers, and also freewheeling. And it was a fun year. And we covered a lot when you think about it. That's a lot to kind of get through in a year and to kind of make it stick. And many of you will know, lots of it has really stuck. So for me, intermittent fasting is something I still do. I'm very mindful of my phone addiction, although I don't know what progress I've made with it. The wardrobe decluttering is something that went from my wardrobe to the rest of my life and has been game-changing, genuinely. And there was so much. And I think it's quite telling, actually, that in 2018, I did two habits, the same one on ketogenic diet. And then it took me another 2 years before I realized I had an issue with food that meant that anything like that I was never going to have any success with. But I mean, I'm sure if you've been a long time listener, you will know all about that. So it was a fun year. And I know that so many people came along for the ride and either tried to make or break the habits along with me or did it with their own habits that were useful for their own lives and what have you. So it was something that I know has really stuck. And it's something I still get messages about from people who go back through the podcast feed, find the series and listen, and who ask me about various things about whatever habit it is that they've engaged with. And in fact, every year since, I'm asked if I will do it again. And in all honesty, every year when I'm asked, I tense up and sort of grimace. Because what 26 habits would I do? 26 is a lot. I really enjoyed it, but I'm not going to lie, I was kind of glad when it was over. I was glad to not have to be doing something. And in truth, it felt like a lot of pressure to start it up again. And I had felt that although 2 weeks gave a taste, real habits, the ones that stop being habits and just become who you are, need a little bit more time to bed in. But I even said, I think on the first 26 habits, it takes 21 days apparently to make a habit, but that would have been a much less catchy hashtag of 26 habits if you divide it by 3 weeks. Anyway, it was just a nice pithy little thing to say, 26 habits. So they needed a bit more time to bed in. And honestly, I had never intended to revisit them because also long-time listeners may remember the day that it would go live, it would also go live on The Pool, which is a now defunct website. It was a really good website. And so they needed my copy a little bit more in advance. And so it got to the point where actually I was probably only getting 10 days to do things because I had to file and send them the links and what have you. But I'm not doing that this time. So I had never intended, as I said, to revisit. But over Christmas, I have taken an extended break from social media and work. So before Christmas, I probably crammed about 8 weeks of work into 3 weeks, just kind of getting podcasts recorded, editing, researching, etc. And it was pretty intense, but it was worth it. Because since the beginning of 2020, I have consistently published 3 episodes of the podcast a week. Plus, there's the videos that I shoot for Instagram. There's other things, and there's all the research and what have you that goes in to making all of the content. It's just not, you don't just sit down, press record and make a podcast, or sit down, press record and film a video. There's a lot that goes into it. And I just have to be completely honest, I was burnt out. I just felt I'd lost that spark of inspiration, and I just wanted to have a break. So I took 10 days away from work, mainly the computer. I mean, I still picked up my phone maybe more than I should, but I took 10 days away. I'd done all that work, crammed all that work into a short period of time to be able to take that break. And the one thing that popped into my head was to bring back habits, but I wasn't sure how. And long-time listeners again will know that for about 18 months, maybe a bit longer than 18 months now, I've been doing feel-good habits where guests come on and share their habits. And that definitely felt like something that needed to be retired. It's been a great habit. It's been a great series, sorry. But it was something that was really helpful during lockdown, but the tone and the mood has changed and I wanted to do something different. But I just couldn't figure out how to make habits, because obviously we've been doing habits now on this show for a long time. I couldn't really figure it out. And so I just thought, right, just relax into it. The ideas popped into your head, see what happens next. And so I'm pleased to say that the habit series is returning, and it is returning as 12 habits. Every month, I'll take a deep dive into a habit that we're either trying to make or break. So very similar to last time around. But whereas last time around it was a bit of a taster, this time I'll have a bit more time to experiment, a bit more time to be able to take a deeper dive into the habit itself. And as we'll get 4 episodes a month, some months will be slightly longer, so there might be a 5th episode, there'll be scope to have a listener Q&A episode, or you can, when I share what the new habit will be, ask me to do something or to investigate something, or if there's anything that you want to know. We've just got a bit more time to chat amongst ourselves before the next habit, before the next episode goes live, so that we can actually make it a bit more interactive and share our experiences. I can share how I'm experiencing it, and you can also share with me, and then I will share with everyone how you're getting on. And my hope is that having a month for each habit will not only allow us to really understand the benefits of making or breaking whatever habit it is that we're choosing, but also the practicalities. And it'll be more interactive, as a huge part of 12 habits is going to be you, my most excellent listeners. I'd really love for you to come along, join the experience and share your findings. And I can share these in the show. I'm honestly so excited. I really hope you're as excited as I am. So here's how it's going to go. Every Monday will be a 12 Habits Monday. So where Feel Good Habits has been sitting in the podcast schedule, it will now change to 12 Habits.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
And in the first Monday of every month, I will introduce a new habit. And if you want to know what the next habit will be before that first episode, just join the Facebook group, because that's where I'll be sharing what's next, slightly ahead of schedule. So people in the group who I know are really activated, who are really invested, will want to maybe have a little bit of a run up to what we're doing next, so maybe they can get involved. The first habit will be announced on Monday, the 3rd of January 2022, but I will be announcing it in the Facebook group on January the 1st, 2022. And that is when this episode is going live on the podcast feed. So I'm thrilled. I'm excited. I am actually, I think this time around, leaning into it a bit more, having a bit more time. I keep thinking of guinea pigging. I keep thinking how I'll be able to be a bit more of a guinea pig to these things, and I'll be able to get people involved, people who've maybe got a bit more experience with the habit, or maybe you're an expert in an area involved in the habit that I can actually maybe go and either see or get a Zoom with, and just make it a bit meatier, a bit more robust, and a bit more useful for you, my most excellent listeners. Because like I always say, I make this show for you. But I'm excited about 12 Habits this time around, because I'm excited to challenge myself in 2022. This is part of a bigger picture for things that I'm trying to achieve as well. And I'm really keen for you to tell me what habits you would like me to do. I have no habits set, just to let you know, apart from the first one that I'm going to be doing, which I'm announcing on January the 1st in the Facebook group, and you'll hear about on January the 3rd here. I'm so excited about this one, but that's the only one that's set in stone. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, actually, for somebody to go out and basically like learn how to do this or tell me about that, get in touch. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Join that Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes, or DM me on Instagram and Twitter. Basically, I am so keen to make sure that this represents you guys and that this meets the needs that you have, that you would like to know about making or breaking good habits, bad habits, all of those things. I just want you involved. So please don't ever be shy about getting in touch. You know, it's my favorite part of my job here. And I really think 12 Habits is going to be another thing that we can do together and learn and laugh and make mistakes. And let's not do a ketogenic diet again, though. Let's just make that bargain with each other. If you have any questions, you know how to get in touch with me. All the links will be in the show notes. But thank you so much for listening. I'm so excited for this one. I will see you in a couple of days for habit number one.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.